Okay, good morning, everybody.
Morning, we are starting Simon Ayin Resh Beis. Osias is, well, it's Resh Ayin Beis, but Osias Arev. I mean, it's actually the matim for the Simon because the Simon talks about which wine to Mekadosh on, and Lechora, one of the main things is a person should enjoy the wine. Should be Arev, though. Should be enjoyable because that's part of the mitzvah when you make a bracha is to enjoy what you're drinking. It's Meshabech the mitzvah. So, but there's other dinim also. Emekachin al yayin shereich hara. You should not make kiddush on wine which smells bad. Now the thing is there's a discussion, there's a machlokes about whether the yayin made for kiddush has to be doma to yayin for nesachim and imkain, and then there's different chumras here of things you shouldn't use. It sounds like it's not mamish doime, but it's like parallel. That the Achli Kach, that the Ramban learns that it has to be like Nesachim. Therefore, you're not even yotze the mitzvah if you use these wines. And the other shittos hold that b'diavad you don't say this. You shouldn't do it l'chachila. So let's see. So yayin shereicha ra, afgal dereicha the time a chamer. Even if it's tastes okay, but it smells off. You shouldn't use that. Lo yayin megula. Yayin megula is so. It used to be in your day talks about it. The yayin megula, and there's a bunch of mishnayos in Truma which talks about all the different dinim and of about Azara about that used to be that if you left wine open or liquids open that a poisonous snake might come and drink from it at least some. Venom behind, and the person could get sick from it, or die, or something like that. So because of that, the Chachamim were besakin that anything megula without a shmir is also to drink. Now Tosfos says that was back in the time of Chazal. Snakes were common, popping into their houses and things or whatever. But now nowadays it doesn't really apply so much.
Himself says ain gula v'yamim
ha'ayim. Right. Now the
grah.
No, so the grah holds that's just his cholikon taisis. This is many places that's only by any of these takanos that's a tamanigla, but there's tamin and starring behind it, and therefore a person should try to be makpid. The Chazanish Taka said that in Eretz Yisrael the are snakes matsui, and okay, I don't know how much, but I know that when they started doing construction around here, my neighbor. Right around here, found a poisonous snake in their house, and a few different. There were a lot running around. Whenever they do a construction around here, there are poisonous snakes that they hit a nest, a viper nest. They ran out. So the Chazanish said there is what to be makpid on. Even if most people aren't makpid, when it comes to yayin for the sachim, it's a psul for the sachim, and also a psul for kiddush. And therefore, if you leave the wine open. So then that pounces up for kiddush. If you cover it with something or whatever. Now the Aruch Shulchan says, it has to be so makpid on it. If it stays open for a short amount of time, you tell people leave the room. While you're in the room, it's okay. It means leaving the room. Then it's okay. The Yeshomim, that's Kedai, whatever, it's Kedai to be makpid as much as you can. That if you leave the room even for a minute, could be you shouldn't use that wine. It doesn't mean it's also to drink, but you shouldn't use that wine for kiddush. You should pour yourself a different cup.
So there is a shtickle
gilui. Gilui here. It's a psul for nesachim. So therefore, afilu ha'inda, that's what the Shulchan Aruch points out, afilu ha'inda, even nowadays, lo chaptin in ha'gilui, and he points that straight out, that still by yayin, there's what to be makar. Hagav, ein mekachin al yayin derech ha'chamra, v'tay mechala. And it's the opposite case. Let's say it smells great, but it tastes off, shouldn't drink it. Now the question I had is, what if you have dry wine? Dry red wine. A lot of people can't handle it. It tastes awful to them. Right. It tastes awful to them. No matter if you have the 200, even have a $100 bottle of wine, it doesn't taste good. they're not used to it. They don't like it. So, but it's very mishubah. It's very mitzvah. So, I didn't find anyone really talks about that directly, but I did see someone point out, because Shulchan points out, there has to be a wine that you can drink a shear within the correct time. And if you drink it and you can't get it down, then you shouldn't drink that wine. If you obviously be the evidence, it's the only wine you have, so then, it's kosher. Even if you don't like it, it's kosher and you have to try to get it down. But al-Kapanim, Atochila, you should use wine that you at least like, or at least you can get it down.
Sama, I think the reason we didn't find anything from this is the idea that someone doesn't like wine seems to be just absolutely unheard of. Right? Person's allowed to be because his wife is so noble if she doesn't drink wine.
Right. So the thing is, that's why he needs to drink wine. But the other thing is also is that you can, also you can also be allowed to sweeten with grape juice. You're allowed to sweeten. We'll see about other stuff. If you pour a bit of grape juice in, the sweetening is also 100% fine. If you have if you want to be yotze with yain, with wine, whatever, or even reasonable wine, whatever, it's what to do. Let's see. Beis yain megita v'kachin alav. And this is b'di'evah. Yain megita is what we call grape juice. It's the yain that hasn't fermented, and so it's what we call grape juice. But it's a madrega below actual wine. That if you can't handle wine, alcohol makes you sick, then you should use this because it's you don't have to get sick because of it. Baruch Hapani, and we also pointed out that the grape juice is a slight madrega below because it's yain megita, which is kosher, but it's not the best. And you could do it. It's just that's with actual wine, not with grape juice. Even though there's like mold or it's hairy, whatever, it's white mold on top. It's also the kaddish alav. Some say it's also if you take off the mold. Then it's okay. Al yain shebeshulei chavis, and like the wine at the very bottom of the chavis, sometimes you have this in bottles also where it's like full of like little sediment and stuff. Avav sheish bo shmarim, al yain shachor yain, which is black. Which I don't know exactly what it means because they have dark wines. It means maybe you should use something which is a color which is more. I'm not sure it's a kil, maybe a kilkul. It's a little unclear whether it's a kilkul and if you use a very dark wine. I don't know. Al yain matok. Right, it's talking about what they call late harvest wine. it's garua from the sachin. It has to be regular wine, and wine which is overly sweet is not right. Something which is we have. Remembering that it smells vinegary and it tastes fine. Still, the best to find good wine to go ahead and to mekadesh and mekadesh on it. Mekadeshin al yain lavan. You're allowed to mekadesh al yain lavan. The Ramban poistel the kiddush afilu b'di'evin. The Ramban holds that it's not worried in the sachim. Yain lavan is not worried in the sachim. Some say it's only like some sort of wine which was mamish very like clear, something a very very light colored like clear wine which is not really meshubach, but if white wine you enjoy what we call white wine you enjoy more. Some say it means like even a rosé, like a pinkish wine would be also is lavan is better to use red. The question is, can you add grape juice if you're using wine? Can you add grape juice into to darken it? So it's Shiloh Tzvi Ba'Ochel on Shabbos, and if you do that, here you definitely want to color it. If you put it in, so there's Yishladun, if you do a Shinui that you put the grape juice in first and you pour the wine in, that's a Shinui which is brought down, and that's how you should do it.
What about a white grape juice?
It's also the same thing. That could be.
No, it's two levels.
It's
down.
Two levels down, so it's better not to. It's kosher. You make Kiddush, you're fine.
Yeah.
But you want to try to. The thing they say that the person's machmir on he's yain for Kiddush is but it's chari. The Gemara says. So Reb Chaim used to say, Chaim Kanyevsky used to always tell people to use wine, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's an Indian to try what you can.
The Shabbos, yeah. Yeah. Wine.
There's a mile to try to use wine what you can, whatever you can. Obviously, the best as you can. But if you can't handle it, it's fine. Or if you don't have anything else, so Avdinu Allah, but Havdalah and Kiddush in the morning, you can use white wine. It's not a problem. Vinegar oil to svar rishayna, but obviously the mechaber is mashma. It's just vinegar oil, but really you should try to be makbid. Yain chai, which we don't have so much, which is very strong on diluted wine. I feel even chazak the dairy because you're really it's so strong you need to water it down. The kachin alav. The kolmakom yisitov the mazgo. It is better to put water in. Vachu mazu karoi. You know, over dilute it. Yeno shalano yisitov name below maziga. The Ramal says that was back then, and nowadays the wines we have are better, not without maziga. So it's just because the drink is great.
This is wine that we couldn't push it and drink. It was so alcoholic that if you weren't muscular, if you didn't cut it by three parts water or whatever, it just wasn't. It was literally like drinking a bourbon or something. Right. It had to be cut.
Right. Yain Samuki Mikachin Alav, you can use raisin wine. So who sheish behen lachlukas ksas below shvia. That's only if you have, there's just be a little bit of lachlukas in it without soaking. And then our Shulchan asks, he says, Ba'ar raisin wine, the raisins don't have any liquid. So in Europe they were making raisin wine. He says, we didn't have any, you know, anything. They didn't have anything. He said there. He said grapes grew in France. It's very nice, but they didn't have any grapes at all. So they got raisins imported. They had raisins, so they used that. They said, but yeah, but that's what we had, so it was fine.
But they didn't have anything else. Right. That's the ichor. They just didn't have anything.
Right. Shimmy yayin or chotzani shenosalei mayim. If you have residue or grape seeds or whatever, you put water on them. You already levar chalav for your gafim. Mikasher love. And there's a dinim about paragraphon that if you see that it ferments a bit, it's most of you know, extra liquid, whatever, then you can make kiddush on that. Ayin la'el rishdal, it's asman over there. Mekadshim al yayim mevushel. You can mekadosh al yayim mevushel, even though it's possible. It's possible in the sachim. The thing is, the shaila is that only if it's bekalkulit. Nowadays, a lot of the wines are mevushel. The pasteurization, even though it's a machlokes, Moshe and Shlomo Zalman about whether it's called bishul, that wouldn't cause the problem here because it doesn't take away the shibuch unless you say that stops the fermentation, and that's what the shmach is, but I'm not sure about that. The yain sheish bo dvash, if you put sugar in dvash or you have sugar or sugared wine, you can make kiddush. It's still not the best. You know, grape juice, you know, again, grape juice with sugar, which a lot of the cheap grape juice is, it's hard to find here without arsenic. It's like Carmel is good, Kedem doesn't have sugar, has grape juice added in. Svardim know a bit more, but there's a few other types, because they're very machbid on not putting any sugar in. It's two madrigas down. If you have grape juice, then you have sugar. So, like I said, most people are machbid, but, you know, these are my list. Yish Oim Shein, Mekachin Aleim, so you don't make it so machlokis. The minig is still to make kiddush on it. I feel usually I acher rach in a tov kamar mevushol osheish bol dvash. It's sweetened. Ramal says the minig is to make. Obviously, the lechachila that you should go after wine that doesn't have sugar or grape juice doesn't have sugar. Racham shein yayin matzui shem shemakashin al sheikar. Some say you can make kiddush on beer ushar mashkim chutz bin amayim. Meisham shein mekachim. If you don't have any wines, it's better to make kiddush on pas. But in the morning, you can make kiddush on sheikha shivar chalav shahakol. You can make, it's called what we call chamar medina. You can make shahakol kodav birchas hamaitzi. Shiv yivar chalav pas tchila ein kan shum shinui. Because by pas, later you don't have, you can make bracha on pas, but by the day, the ikur is making a bracha. It's not the ikur. Not the ikur kiddush is on pas. The ikur is on the making the bracha. With every tamhem, okay. Minik pasha for the verosh. In yain beir, a little kaddish on pas. Pas is only b'diavad. If you can get wine from a neighbor, you should get wine. Mishina shayse yain mishum neder. Someone who can't drink wine because of a neder, or let's say it makes him sick. Yachol the kaddish alav yishtu achayim mesuvin imo. Other people can drink a shear. Just make on the bread. Right? So if someone's sick, something like that, then you should do that. Now, one other thing about the discussion about drinking whiskey is the discussion about how much whiskey, or how, if you make on beer, how is the machlokes how much you have to drink. Taz says you have to drink a reviz of whiskey or beer, you know, beer, whatever. You have to drink at least a reviz like banyayin. Other paiskim, whatever, say, whatever's a normal shear is enough. So,
can you also just explain, in the event that someone doesn't have wine and they are making kiddush on pas,
You just say instead of hagafi, you just say hamoitzi. You wash before, and then you just say hamoitzi.
Following what we had in the previous step, where you wash, you do the tefillah yadayim, then you sit down, you say kiddush, you make
bracha, right.
And then you break out the pasta, and you get everyone.
Right, so I will have it open in front of you. Right, and you cover it. Right,
not covered.
Right, not covered, because there's no reason to cover it. And on the one other thing, though, it is interesting that the Al Kopanim, the Mishabur Pasvi, should have at least no Lugmav. If he can't, so then, nothing to do. The Rav Shulchan says that, that doesn't make a difference, because our Yayin Saraf is not so alcoholic, it's not so strong. So, I'm sure I always understood, we're not talking about, 100 proof, some people can drink that down, but he's talking about things which are like more like liqueurs and things, whatever, which are probably not as strong. So therefore, you can. The question is, can you water it down to get a review? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if people would be like, Chas Shalom, but it could be done. And whatever the Chavar Medina is, I know the Rosh Hashanah says that he knew Rabbanim were at a minute to make Havdalah on tea. And so he said, because they didn't have wine, that's what they had, but if you're stuck, you can make on any Medina. So if you usually drink, you make on Coke, I don't know, because it's really water with whatever, but orange juice is the Shomer and Coke, it's hard, I don't know, it's hard to say, because you can't make on mine, that's a whole discussion, I don't know. Bechas Yain, Chalkidish, Pateris Yain, Shibasoch Asuda. Yayin Kiddush is enough to patri yayin and make a bracha during the Suda. Ve'eino tolim bracha l'acharav, he doesn't make a bracha achrayna. The B'yukas of Muslim partarto, Be'en shu ala kais, Be'en she'eino ala kais. It doesn't make a difference. It's the B'yukas of Muslim patters the wine. Ve'eish ayin Kiddush makam Suda. Ayin Kiddush elo makam Suda. Kiddush has to be makam Suda. Right? Because that's the chavim on the sake in that Kiddush, the chashivas of Kiddush is to have it in a place where you're eating. That's the kras shabbos oinig is that it's also the person has to eat a meal. That's the lach of having the meal, and that's part of zechira shabbos. So therefore, the wine is attached to having some sort of meal, to having some kras shabbos oinig is that the meal is the suda with Kiddush. So you have to do a makam suda. The vice echad pina lapina choshev makam echad. It's if you sit, if you go from one corner of the room to the other, it's fine. Shim kiddush lechol lapina zu nimlach lechol lapina acheres. Feel traklin gadol. Even if you, let's say you're eating in a hotel and you make kiddush in one corner and it's a big hall and you go to the other side or something like that. Ein tzarich lachzor lekadosh. That's not long as you can see it. And we buy some sukkah. Choshev lepina lepina. If a sukkah is off a balcony or something, that's also lepina lepina. Obviously, if you have to walk outside somewhere, that's not. Ish onim shekol aroyim alkayim. I feel bevayis lechotzer. So I laugh to the kaddish. Some say that if you can see, let's say the sukkah is out in your backyard or something, and you can see the inside, you can see the sukkah, so it's also good enough. Ish onim sheim kiddush v'makom echad al das lechol v'makom acher. If you have a kaddish in one place, so you're going to sleep by your neighbor, shachar domin, you could do that. It has to be in one house. Now, it could be in an apartment building, it might be enough, it's in one structure, it might be enough to go ahead and to do that. I'm not sure. If you make kiddush in one house because you plan to eat there, after dimlach lechol makom acher, you decide, I'm going to go somewhere else. Tzarich lasu l'kaddish makom shirutze lechol sham. You have to make kiddush in the other place where you're going to eat. I do know that I think the Gros I didn't look it up, but the Gros generally makbid on people who follow the Gros generally makbid on being sure that even you make kiddush in one place, you don't make kiddush again. Al-Kupanim, it's the Shulchan Aruch that it's only if you change your mind. In kiddush v'losad, if you make kiddush and you didn't eat after the kiddush lo yotza, you didn't eat, you're not even yotza kiddush. right away. Or you want to eat right away, you're studying the Suda. Just because you eat in that same place and 2 hours later, it doesn't work.
Half an hour maybe because sometimes people do Jewish and they're doing it, so that's a bit of a machlokes because the Rosh Hashanah says that's fine.
He said it's okay. Ma'at means, Al doesn't mean the set on the second. It means you're setting up for the Suda, whatever. But the Shabur is mafkin. He says that it has to be the food. The food you shouldn't be mafsik. It should be right in front of you. You shouldn't be mafsik. You should eat straight.
That's
the Mishnah Berurah. So you should try to have something in front of you. Obviously, if you, I think it's everything's set for the Suda and make pass, and then there's a hefsek between make Kiddush, and then there's a hefsek of 20 minutes because of something, I don't know, whatever. You just make getting more towards the Suda, but you know, especially if nothing's there, then that's more the issue. If you had in mind to do it later, that's only if you have mind to do it later. But if you if you weren't planning to eat over here b'chol, you're going to eat later, and then you change your mind. Then again, if it's the same, then you have to make kiddush again. A person can do kiddush for other people even though he's not eating with them. You do have a makom suda because for them it's makom suda even if you're not eating. Even though Hagafin you can't be motzi, but Kiddush you can. You're in the high Baruch Hagafin, who choyvel the Kiddush. You have to say Baruch Hagafin, it's Kiddush, Kiddush Hayom Dami. Even though it's not Nana, because the Baruch Hagafin during the day is the Torah's Kiddush. Hagav, afilu Kiddush Shayom, Shachris, Vishavas Mutter, Lassos, Kain, Kimim Motzi, people in the Kiddush Shayom, Shachris. That's where they don't know kiddush and make kiddush. Even dying low kiddush laasmoy nizar shalito imaim. If you don't have kavanah to do kiddush with them, then you should not be careful not to drink with them. Should also alito machi kaddish machim sudasoy. Right? If he's not going to eat here, let's say he has to eat this hechsher food, whatever it is, and he doesn't want to eat, he's not going to eat over here. But if people need kiddush, so you can make kiddush. And you should give the wine to someone else to drink l'chora because it is agafin. But I'll kupon him if he's not going to eat. Otherwise, he can make if he already made kiddush, he can make kiddush again agafin. That's okay. Kasu agayinim hada in kiddush elav amakum suda. That which we say kiddush amakum suda filo aval achal davar muad. That's even if you eat a little bit. Oh shasakos yai shechayev lav bracha. That's only that this is a kazayis. The mishmar explains that davar muad is a kazayis. Or if he drinks a revis of yain, yotzi yidei kiddush amakum suda. The gomer sudas amakum acher. He can eat and he can go finish eating somewhere else. But if he eats peril or mezonius, we say is also fine. Now the thing is that the Shabura says to rely on the shitas agoyin to drink a revis of wine, because the shir is malo lugmav. But to rely on the goyin to drink a revis, the Shabura says you should. It's only b'di'evin. You shouldn't do l'chachila. And the Shulchan I looked at says why not l'chachila? You can be samech on it. If you're sonachan, if for whatever reason you can't be sonachan, let's say it's Pesach, right? Sometimes if a kiddush is in shul and they only have matzah crackers and people don't want to wash and I don't know whatever, so I guess in that case you'd definitely be allowed to go ahead and to drink a vase of wine, or let's say something's there you can't. You're not going to eat whatever. You'd be allowed to somachan, definitely somachan be the Yevid. However, Rabbi Yashav points out that what's the tab over here? The reason is because the Gemara says the yain is soed, it fills you up. He said if it's grape juice, grape juice is not soed. A bit of alcohol does soed, but grape juice isn't. So he said if you can be somachan the shittos of the yain, you shouldn't use grape juice. Others a chol came and say, no, there's no chiluk and it's okay. But is what the, I mean. Rosh Hashanah is very. I mean, I find very makes a lot of sense. But obviously, you're stuck. All these cases, and you know, you can somehow the kulas and drink grape juice if you have nothing else. In Kiddush bebeis of Hashem Shechina of Shulchan Aruch Lefanav Nyotzeba. If you the Shabbat Rabbi Malcolm Suda, which discovered the Shabbat Lotzitz of Mashviya Lahoitzi, right? You're in your house or apartment, and then, you know, and you can hear the other person making Kiddush, and obviously, I mean, clearly you have to have some sort of kavana to be motzi. If you don't have kavana to be motzi, then it's a problem. Then you are yotzi Kiddush with that. I'd say it was like time of Corona, and you know, if a person didn't have wine, someone to be motzi them with Kiddush, you could have heard from someone else. Yeah, from in the house next to you. Yeshoimim sheim akachi elul or haner. You need to do it in live. It's not totally in the nair at all. If you want to go ahead and eat outside because it's nice air, okay, it's vuvim. You can't see the nair Shabbos, and there is an Indian to look at the nair by Kiddush to look at the yayin because it's merapa the eyes. But it's not totally on that. You don't have to be in the house. It's too hot. You can't breathe. You don't have to sit there by the neiros. And that shita is more. It's only mitzvah harbe, the Pishavur points out, and not if from the Magen Avraham. Otherwise, you should eat by the neir. But if it's very hard, whatever. Let's say the power goes out. Whatever it is. You know, then you can go ahead and go out to the chotzer.
Just to add a few notes, based on Reish Ayin Bet Si'if Tet, according to Sephardic tradition, most say that Chamar Medina must be alcoholic. Okay, and now we see from Reish Ayin Gimel Si'if Aleph that it's permitted and sometimes better to recite Kiddush in one room and then eat the meal or mazonos, whatever, in another room that's in the same building. It could be on the roof, it could be even outside in an attached yard with no roof, with no ceiling covering. And we know this is often done in large shuls. Where the rabbi would say Kiddush in the main sanctuary, and everyone else eats in the social hall or outside. Okay, and relating to Reish Ayin Gimel Si'if Hey, so when needed, some rule that one can rely on the lenient opinion during the day, and which is that it suffices just to eat any food. It could be dates is the best, but it could be dates, rice, could be fruit, most foods, cooked meat. And that's called Kiddush B'Makom Suda. As long as someone eats those items, but that's when it's needed and during the daytime.